Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined online by Dale Nally. He is the Minister of Service Alberta and of Red Tape Production. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about today is I know the province has sent out a few releases about talking about a lot of the work they've done with it comes to the red tape reduction kind of side of your portfolio there. And just to kind of give help define things for people who may be listening to this. So what exactly is the red tape that the province has been looking to reduce here?
It is the regulatory burden, and I should say the unnecessary regulatory burden, that inhibits job creators from investing and makes life more difficult for Albertans. So to be clear, it's not all regulations that we're against because, you know, we've got kids and grandchildren. We love clean air and clean water, things like that, but we recognize that there is an unnecessary regulatory burden in our province, and so we want to wage war against that unnecessary regulatory burden. So we declared that we would reduce 33% of the red tape in this province by the end of 2023, and at this point we've actually reduced 36% of the red tape that we inherited. But we did bring some in because every time you bring in legislation, it comes with regulations. So we did bring some in. We have a net reduction of red tape in this province by 27%. And I have to tell you, that's exciting because it's actually saved job creators $2.1 billion since 2019.
And getting on to the point of some things that your office has done there, what are kind of some examples you could kind of provide of things the province has done for red tape reduction?
Well, one of them that's near and dear to my heart is the designated industrial zones. It takes companies that want to come to Alberta and build either an ethane cracker or any type of pet chem facility, a hydrogen plant. The approval process is quite long, and one of the inhibitors is getting a water license. So we're piloting a designated industrial zone in the industrial heartland where the next three projects will have three pre-approved water licenses. So they don't have to spend that time waiting for their water license, and starting from the beginning, it'll already be in place. So it'll just make it easier for them to get their final approval, get to FID and break ground and create jobs for Albertans. We've also created the digital regulatory assurance system, which we've used that to help address the application backlog, you know, for oil and gas companies that are looking to get approval. So we've done a number of activities that have allowed job creators to spend less time with cumbersome red tape and more time focus on getting to final investment decision and, of course, breaking ground.
Now, with some of the work that we've been kind of talking about here, how exactly does this sort of help with job creation and economic diversity?
Well, anytime you can take time that the job creators are normally spending filling out forms and have them focusing on their business, that's just going to allow them to have more time and more money to invest in the province. And so if you look, we have saved job creators $2.1 billion since 2019, and that's money that they could reinvest in their business that will translate into new jobs for Albertans.
And I know there's some work kind of done with kind of collaboration with industries on kind of things they want to see sort of dealt with when it comes to red tape and stuff out there. Of course, here in the Peace region, we got a lot of agriculture, a lot of forestry, a little bit of energy as well, kind of the main industries up here. How much collaboration is kind of done with some of those industries when it comes to trying to reduce the red tape?
Well, in fact, we have done most of the work through the industry panels. There's nine of them, as you pointed out. And at the end of the day, we recognize that it's probably not best to go to government, who is essentially the organization that created the regulatory burden that we have, and to ask them to be the ones to identify and reduce it. We think the best ones to identify the unnecessary red tape are those that are punished by it, and that's the job creators. And so we created these industry panels that have essentially put forward, after consultations within their own industries, put forward a number of recommendations on unnecessary red tape, and they have been very helpful in getting a lot of these ideas pushed forward. And as the minister, I let the industry panels do their work without any influence from myself, but then I meet with them occasionally so that I can see how they're doing and what help they need from me. If they're encountering roadblocks in any of the ministries, I can often help them with things like that. So these industry panels have been instrumental in helping us reduce red tape.
And finally, we like to include a personal question on some of these interviews, kind of show that these politicians are people too. We are still in the middle of winter here in Alberta right now. What are some of your kind of go-to winter activities?
Well, you know, I confess I'm a hockey dad, and I have always played hockey. Now, I should say, up until I got elected, I found very little time once I got elected. But up until getting elected, I still played recreational hockey in a men's league, both summer as well as winter hockey. I absolutely love it. I'm hoping that I can pick it up again next term, but we'll see what the future holds. And, you know, I also enjoy taking the family to the mountains and just spending some relaxing time in the hot springs or just going on a nice hike.
Well, I could definitely recommend maybe taking the family up to our region of the province one of these days, but I'm sure we'll deal with that later. Anyhow, Dale Nally, the Minister of Service Alberta, Red Tape Reduction, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.